Tell me just about your career and some of your career highlights, because obviously you've progressed relatively far.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to be promoted to inspector, and I've been delighted to get promoted to that level. I've spent most of my time in roads policing, and quite a lot of time as well in Upernivistiel and Sandgar and Kirkconnell, where I started. Most of my time has been spent in roads policing, and I've had a huge interest in road safety and roads policing as a result of that. So I've been very fortunate to have the career I've had. Loads of highlights throughout that time. I worked, for example, which is nothing necessarily to do with roads policing, but I worked in the Notting Hill Carnival during the London riots. Which I never thought I would do that. A team of us went down from the Fleece and Galloway, we worked in Birmingham, we worked in Leeds and we worked in London at the riots. So things like that were something that I never thought I would see. I worked at Lockerbie when the plane came down in Lockerbie. I was on that night and were taken across to Lockerbie, so worked there for weeks and months. Again, something that I never ever thought I would ever see in my life. These are real big highlights, but I think you get a lot of satisfaction out of seeing road accidents in particular declining as much as possible I can, because the worst thing that I ever experienced, and I would think the rest of my colleagues as well, is deaths on our roads, and trying to deal with the aftermath of that and deal with relatives as a result of a death on the road. And that's without doubt the most difficult thing that we ever do. So if we can reduce them and continue to reduce them in the future, these instances, then I'll be a happy man.
You mentioned there the London riots and Lockerbie.
Yeah.
Now, as dealing with that as career highlights, but those were, for this country, history-defining moments as well, and you've kind of seen them through your career, and considering you're at, I don't want to trivialise it, a police officer in Dumfries, which is generally quieter, it's a rural area, that must have been something you would have never, ever anticipated.
Oh, absolutely. You're 100% right. I would never ever, and I think everybody else would be the same, we never ever thought a jumbo jet was going to come down in Lockerbie. The night it happened, I remember when it happened, and there was, because of the communications at that particular time were limited in comparison to what they are now, we all thought we were going to a military jet that had come down on Lockerbie, and we thought maybe one person, the pilot, maybe would be killed as a result of that. And it wasn't until, because I travelled from Sandcar to Lockerbie that day, or that night I should say, on the way there, we were listening to radio messages coming across, and nobody thought it was a jumbo jet. And it wasn't until we got into Lockerbie itself that we thought, this is huge, this is massive. Myself and my colleague were sent out to the helicopter landing pad to try and get the details of any casualties that were going to come in from the various helicopters that arrived. So, needless to say, it was a long night because there were no casualties that came in. And it wasn't until we were on all night until the next morning, and then it started to come home that this is huge, and the scale of it then began to sink in that this is, you know, something that we can deal with easily or quickly here.
It must have been quite harrowing.
It was, well, absolutely, yeah. I mean, you saw sights then that you wish you'd never seen, in the best traditions of Scottish policing, we just got on with it and dealt with it. And we dealt with it to the best of our ability as we could at that time. And I think things would be done differently now because things have progressed now. It was done to the best of our ability then. And we tried to do the best we could for the relatives that came thereafter. So it was very difficult.
You mentioned there how kind of policing has changed between then and now. How much has it changed? What have you seen? Kind of how's it progressed over your career?
Well, I think the biggest change that I've seen is probably the creation of Police Scotland from the Fleece and Galloway Constabulary, as we were. So that's created a huge change and a huge difference in how we police, because our structures have changed significantly from what they were. And it's trying to get your head round the scale of Police Scotland now in comparison to just Dumfries and Galloway, which it was before. And the fact is that we do cover bigger areas now than we used to cover, and you've got to have a bit more knowledge now of other geographical areas that you maybe didn't have to before. But there's a good appreciation that not one size fits all, and we're not the same as areas in South Clyde are, as areas in Lothian Borders are. And it's good to get that insight from your colleagues throughout Scotland as to the differences that might exist. So I think it's probably taken a bit of the parochialism out of Dumfries and Galloway and me probably to think about the kind of bigger picture throughout Scotland. So that's probably been the biggest change, and the one that's been perhaps most difficult to get our head around is the fact that we're all one now instead of just a smaller force as we were.
Excellent. And what will you do when you retire?
I don't know yet. I think my wife will have a long list of jobs in the house to begin with, and we'll wait and see thereafter.